This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hello!
God! First thing, look, Aaron's back. In case you hadn't noticed by now, we just haven't really taken the moment to talk about it, like to have you debrief. Do you want to debrief?
Sure.
About your trip?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, should we debrief about our time without you?
Oh, I listened. And I
you
read
did
all the
not.
I
oh
did.
My God, that's so weird.
It's not. On the flight back, I downloaded all of the episodes on the Odyssey app and I listened.
Ah, for free?
For free.
Oh, wow. On the Odyssey app for
yeah,
free?
You
wow.
can listen to us anytime on the
Odyssey
app.
Are you guys doing a little
Odyssey
thing
app?
That you didn't involve me in? Like, you guys have this little skit ready?
No.
Oh
no.
My God, what's that? Freedom Rock?
Well, turn it up. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I just love the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Don't you? A-U-D-A-C-Y, like she said.
Yep.
Yeah,
love it.
Because, you
it's
know,
free.
If it was a real app and it was called Odyssey, it would be spelled like, you know, humans spell the word Odyssey.
That's not your line.
Oh, what's my line? Oh, how clever. Odd like audio.
Yeah.
I get it. Absolutely free. When it works.
That was closer
okay,
to your
here's
line.
The thing. Just because I've been here for decades doesn't mean I should be the only one talking smack about Odyssey. Go ahead. Have a little bit. Nope, nobody's got the courage.
It sounds like she had a great experience.
I had a great time there.
Over international waters,
yeah.
too, so worldwide.
Well, you know, we had called you in the middle of your trip and asked if we could bring somebody in on Friday, and we did do that, and that
yeah.
went. That was great.
I listened.
Mm-hmm. We got.
It was wonderful.
Was it weird?
No.
Because, I mean, I was afraid you were going to think you were being replaced, and it was just like, it was just way too
I
much.
I do appreciate that, but I do not feel that way.
Because Hack and I, like, it's... Okay, if you don't know how the show works, let me just explain. We kind of scour the internet and like we live our lives and we come in here and we're like, what about this story about Kim Kardashian? And we like kind of kick it around. We're like, okay, let's go on the air with it, whatever. Mm. But like, then there's like things where like somebody had relations in a weird place. And we're like, let's do Hillbilly Hookup. And I was
right.
like, we can't. We're two dudes. We're going to seem like pervs.
Yeah, it's going to get out of control
like,
fast.
We had to really try not to choose because just everything that
I
happened
do
in the news.
I remember one time, like kind of a bit ago, I had gone somewhere. I was sick. I don't know. I wasn't here. And it was three dudes and you guys did poop stories.
Yeah.
And that was one of
yeah.
the worst.
Yeah, there yeah. is a point where just guys should go like, no, we need a little femininity
yeah.
to... Okay. So anyway, thank you for letting us have somebody in. And thank you to everybody.
You don't need my permission to do that.
No, we absolutely did. Because I did not want you to feel weird about it. It was just like, we're not replacing you. We just wanted, like, Jesus, we needed some.
I mean, my office was cleaned out today. So
I know. Well, that's a different thing that we're going to talk about as soon as we're. So thank you for my phone box.
You're welcome.
Is that what they call it?
And my Big Ben.
Yeah. Which Big Ben is just the bell. The
oh.
whole it's the like Elizabeth Tower or something. I don't know.
Big Ben's not the clock?
No.
Here's the weird thing. Like, we talked about this the other day with Tori when she was in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy presents for people when I go out. I buy presents for my kids, but like, I've gone on vacations. I went to Austin. Did I bring you guys back anything?
No, but that's like, I don't know. It's just Austin. When I went to Brazil, I wanted to get you guys something. And like,
oh, yeah,
like
you bought me a hat. I love that hat.
I got you a hat.
Oops.
Oh, no, wait, I did. I remember.
You
I remember.
Did. It's
yeah,
got
yeah.
like cow, it's got something on the top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've never brought anything back for us. Just to circle back to answer that.
All right, fine. But you do, because you're just thinking of us.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. So it's just me.
And I love the little trinkets.
Okay.
I think they're cute.
I like them too. So where were you?
I was in London.
In case anyone missed it, I guess.
Yeah, is there anything you want to talk about? I know when we talked to you, it was probably the worst radio. We didn't get a lot of comments about it, but like you were in the tube at the time.
Yeah.
And it sounded
there
like...
There were sounds going off, alarms, like the little monitor thing being like, Piccadilly Circus is your next stop. Like,
it was horrifying.
Yeah.
You were getting mugged while doing that.
Yeah.
Like, goodness.
Yeah, whole Jack the Ripper thing going on there.
Yeah.
It was like, I guess Tiak thought you weren't coming back.
It's
so awkward for me to say that because I thought you were kidding about a Tiak, but you like genuinely didn't think she'd come back.
Oh yeah, she loves London. I know you booked this trip kind of last minute, but a while ago. So you've been looking forward to it for a long, long time.
Yeah, I booked it in March on like a big snowy day and I had cabin fever and I was like, I'm going.
And you've been before.
Yes.
You love the Beatles. You love all things London and you're going back. You love Harry Potter, like everything. And it's like, I don't think you wanted to come back. I think you were looking for reasons to cancel.
You are correct.
Okay.
I knew it. Us? What would you come back to us for?
It's us, bro.
Hello. We can't compare.
We can do it. Want some bangers in MASH? Do you, love? So did you,
Did I what?
Come on, Aaron. Did you find a London boy?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because I was with my sister-in-law, and obviously...
She can wingman up for you?
Yes and no. I think she could, but we didn't have
Yeah. Okay. All right, so is there anything from the trip that you feel we need to know? Like, the one thing you said to me was, you felt like London healed you. And
yes.
I think, isn't London like New Orleans? Doesn't it smell like pee everywhere?
In the phone boxes, Yeah.
You got me a pee thing?
Yours doesn't open. They've actually had to like seal them shut because of how bad it is.
Because everybody just goes in there and pees.
Yeah.
Really?
All the drunks.
Okay. So why do you think it healed you? What do you? Because like I know I get healed when I go to Brazil or to Mexico, but I think it's just salt water. I think it's just humidity and salt water.
It was humid there because it rains 24/7.
Okay.
And I love that. But I don't know. I just feel like I belong there.
So are you... Are you staying on the show or what's your thing?
Well, yeah, I'm going to stay here for a bit until I save enough and then I can move on over.
What if we found you a London boy here? Could you let London go?
No.
If we had a London... What do you mean? You could just go back and visit his family on Christmas and Thanksgiving. I know they don't do Thanksgiving.
But here's the thing. We went into a vintage store and I found a Thanksgiving ugly sweater and I was like, I have to get it. Why do they have this here? I don't know, but I'm buying
it. Just some stupid American.
Yeah. So I cannot wait to wear that.
All right. So if you sound like this, hello, and you want to sleep with Aaron. Yeah.
Really, any of us.
I'll take that. Text in to 51059.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're still riding the high of Aaron's trip to Europe. Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say Europe?
Yeah.
Okay.
England is in Europe.
Okay.
I get nervous saying England versus London. I'm like, I think it's the same.
It is.
Okay,
close,
wait. You had Slacker, you had mentioned you don't know the difference between Paris and London.
Don't.
Wild to me.
to me, it's all the same thing. Like, you go over there, it's just rainy, and there's just artifacts that I don't give a crap about. Yeah.
It's like Seattle.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you for understanding. You get me. Do you know that act?
Thank you.
Where's the Mona Lisa? Is that in Paris or is that in London?
That's Paris.
Okay. Where's the Eiffel Tower?
That's Paris.
Okay. Why?
Because what's the
flag?
Paris.
What's the flag for Paris then?
For France?
Sure.
It's red, white, and blue, I think.
With the Union Jack?
No.
It's different?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just got the three stripes, not columns.
My God. The fact that the American education system spit the three of us out. And then, okay. So the reason, I wanted to talk a little more about traveling. Couple things. Aaron is still talking about never not staying here mm-hmm. because you love everything about England mm-hmm. and you're talking trash about Americans because we don't know. Like, one, our food sucks.
Yes.
Our food is killing us here.
It is. Really?
Even compared to British food?
Yeah.
That's all I've heard.
She said British food is better now.
It totally
than
is. There's been a lot of more combination of... There's been a lot of diversity in England, so it's not just bland. Although it was funny,
blood sausage.
We did get fish and chips a lot, and they use mayo as dipping. And I'm like, that is disgusting.
Hold on, I'm booking.
But there's a lot of more flavors. They use spices now. Mm. But it's also just healthier because we have so many extra chemicals here.
Yeah,
it's true. So bad.
So... Like, she got a Monster Energy drink, and it didn't taste like a Monster Energy drink because...
It was, dull.
In America, they're allowed to put so much crap in it to get you addicted to it. Oh, wow. But not in other countries. They just can't do that.
So were you, disappointed?
I was this is... Am I sick? Why can't I taste it?
Oh, no.
All right, so the reason I wanted to keep talking about this on the air is because we had this new idea, mm-hmm. and I'm not opposed to it. So...
Oh, good.
Tiak has a friend who's also traveling, mm-hmm. and they're traveling to Brazil.
He's in Brazil right now, yeah.
Okay. And he's sending you pictures from McDonald's in Brazil.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's in the Air Force, so thank him for his service, obviously. And he travels a lot. And when he goes to these places, he makes sure to go to a McDonald's, and he always sends me pictures of the weird menu items mm-hmm. that they have there, and he tells me what he's eating.
Dude, in other countries.
So cool.
Is a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks so good.
It's not fast. I remember sitting down and getting better coffee. Like, what's the French press? Is mm-hmm. that a place? I think we have restaurants called where it's like breakfasty and they bring you coffee in a ceramic mug and you're just like, and they, ooh, would you like avocado and toast? Mm. Like that. That's McDonald's in Brazil.
Wow.
Like, so what did he get?
He got a Duplo Cheddar McMelt.
Duplo as in the artist or Duplo as in
that's
the bigger?
Diplo.
Duplo, oh, yeah.
That's... As in the giant Legos.
Like the giant Legos. I think it means does it mean two patties? Duplo?
I think so.
Two?
Double?
Good God.
Double, yeah. He got a Tasty Turbo with cheese.
Okay, we don't know what that is.
Tasty Turbo, I like that.
That's probably a quarter pounder because they're metric
system.
Okay,
see, you said Turbo and I'm like the snail.
Right. No, the artist. It's actually Duplo.
Okay. Okay, and then a banana pie.
Ooh.
So good. So here's the idea, and we want you to jump in on this or not. What if we started taking T-Hack, mm-hmm. the fast food aficionado?
Mm-hmm. He loves McDonald's.
To different McDonald's around the world.
Get
and
to
have
try
you,
new
the listeners, pay for it.
But you can come with.
Yeah. No, I mean, could we do that? Or does this exist in America? Are there
different menus at different locations? Because
I know
locations?
Like the McDonald's in Sedona. Do you know about that?
Is that the turquoise one?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
they won't allow that color of yellow.
Who has, is it Post Malone? No, that's a Raising Cane's. Never mind.
Yeah, Post Malone has a Raising Cane's that's all decorated.
And it's like all themed cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can go there too. Yeah. Might as well.
I went to school in a town. It's a Dutch town, Pella, Iowa.
Okay.
And they have very strict rules about their signage. So especially with fast food restaurants, right? Their signs are super high up so you can see them from the freeway, but they weren't allowed there. So all the signs are really short.
Really?
How do you know you're...
You don't.
Do you have a freeway in Pella?
It goes right by it. It goes right through the state.
How about this? How about we start... Text into 51059. Can we start small?
Yeah.
Like maybe is there... like a fast food place in Colorado we could get to
that has that's unique
different.
Stuff.
That like yeah. And would then we'll just keep branching out.
Would you try like random things? Like, because in Paris, I know that they have random other things. I'm trying to remember if
like you
like
you
different
mean
kinds of meats or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, dude.
Would you, would
if
you
we're gonna go, because I bet you the Tokyo McDonald's
okay.
is probably like sushi and crap. Like, you got to open up. If we're going to do this. Fine.
Let's do Montana first. Let's
so what's in Montana?
Up. I've heard that Montana had, for a long time, they had the triple. They had three burgers on there. You could get
can't
that
you just
at a
do
McDonald's.
That? Can't you just walk into the Commerce City one and go slap another patty on that big fella?
Well, I can do that, but not everyone can do that.
All right. If you know of weird fast food tourable things, text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.